You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. This is our Kingdom Sounds broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning again. Once again this week, we appreciate you, our radio listeners. We appreciate Pastor Paul and the WWBC staff. We just thank God for this platform and this opportunity to come to you weekly right here, Monday through Fridays at 6 p.m. on 100.7 FM. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. Victory International Praise Ministries is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. They send a big God bless you and a welcome to join us anytime at one of our VIP services, Tuesday nights at 7 or Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. You may come to Victory as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family, and you're going to know that Jesus loves you and that you are a very important person to the kingdom of God. So I'm excited today, always, just excited but thankful too, for the opportunity to just share nuggets from the scripture, words of encouragement, something to keep our hearts soft and turned towards God. And today's thought is, we're talking about our will, W-I-L-L. The will of man must be committed to the Father. We have got to commit our will to the Father. It's a necessity. It's critical. It's crucial. And so, very quickly, Father, thank you so much for this opportunity just to be back on the radio sharing the love of Christ. Thank you for all of the listeners tuning in by divine appointment today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you help each and every one of us till we all get to the place that we can say that we must make your will, Father, our will. Your will must be ours. I pray and I ask your help, your strength, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. So let's take a look today. The topic, my will must be committed to the Father. My will, your will, our will, we must commit and surrender it to the Father. It's for our good. It's for our own good. It's for our success. It's for our life and prospering and victory and just God to receive his blessings, to receive his benefits. It requires us submitting our will to him. It requires our obedience. And we want to dive into that a little bit today. The first thought when I think about our will, I think about man, I think about Genesis 1:26, where God speaking says that he created us in his own likeness and image. He said, let us make man. And he created us in his likeness and his own image. And God, we know, is triune Father, God, Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, the Son, God, triune. And he's made man in that same likeness and image. He's called us to be a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. We're a triune being. And when we come and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, oh, our spirit is restored back to God's original intent and creation, our soulish man and our fleshly body man, those we work out our salvation by renewing our mind to the Word of God. Because at whatever age we are, we've had all kinds of life experiences, all kinds of wrong thinking, stinking thinking, all kind of wrong beliefs systems have taken place and taken hold of us. And so now we take the Word of God and we work out that my soul, my will, my intellect, my emotions, my thoughts, my responses, my motives, my heart posture, I use the Word to chisel and renew me, renew how I think, and bring it into subjection to the Word of God. So today, we start from the beginning saying God made us right, but sin happened in the garden. We fell, Adam fell, and that impacted all of mankind after Adam. So now we have a problem in our soulish realm that must be surrendered and yielded to God. My will is found in the soul. My will is a powerful tool. Point number one, my will is a powerful tool that God has given to us. It's to be free. God has made us in His image. He did not make us robots. He made us with a will, a freedom, a will and a freedom to make choice, to make decisions. He made and created us with a will. When we use that will in obedience to God, oh, victory, great things. We can think about how we used our will for good, how we used our will to not drink or maybe not smoke or not do drugs or not have sex outside of marriage, or to be an upstanding husband or an upstanding wife, to be a faithful person, to be a man and woman of our word. We used our will. We made decisions in our heart. I won't do this. I will not do this. I will not either repeat cycles that I've seen or bad examples that I've seen. We determined in our will, I won't cheat. I'll be faithful. I won't steal. I mean, just a whole bunch of things. I'll be a truthworthy person. I'll be a trustworthy person. So many good things. I'll be a person that helps others. I'll be a person that looks out for my younger siblings. It's countless the number of good things we can use our will for. I'll make sure that I obey my parents. I'll make sure that I help my parents in their latter years. I'll make sure that I do this. I want to be a man or woman that raises their children. I want to be a responsible adult. I want to be on time at my job. I mean, you know, you can see it's limitless. The things that we can use our will and keep our word, exercise our will and keep our word to ourselves about it. So our will, we can use it to do good for God. We can use it to keep good practices, best practices. We can use it to do things that will benefit us in life. So point number one, God has given us a powerful tool that is our will. So much we can do with a will bent towards God. So much we can do with a will surrendered to God. But on the flip side of all the good and the victory and success and the positives of using our will for good, we need to remember point number two, our will is a powerful tool that can be used for good or evil. Our will is neutral. God gave it to us. How we use it is up to each individual. Now, when we think about all the good things we've done with our will and how we use it to enhance, improve positively, to go about doing good, there's also things that I can be honest. And when I think about my will, I can think about bad choices made with my will. Oh, lies told with my exercising my will to be dishonest, to be deceitful, to be filled with guile, hypocrisy, pretense. Oh, we've used our will. There have been individuals that use their will to rob, to steal, to destroy. People have used their will to get on addictions. They chose by an act of their will, I'm going to do it, I'm going to try it. And now it brought devastation to them, devastation to their family. Plenty of people, unfortunately, are incarcerated. They exercise their will to do evil. And the price, the penalty, the consequence is great. And now they may be spending life in prison over a momentary decision of exercising my will in the wrong area. So our will is a powerful tool that God has given us. Yes, with our will comes freedom. So he gives us the freedom individually to make the choice. Will I use my will for good? Will I use my will for evil? It's up to you. God is not going to wrestle me down to the floor and twist my arm behind my back and say, you'll use it for me. You'll use it for me. He gives me a choice. He gives me a choice to exercise my will when the Holy Spirit draws me to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Many of us, we think back to the age that when we came to know and accept Christ, all of us didn't accept him in our 20s. All of us didn't accept him in our 30s. All of us didn't accept him in our 40s. All of us didn't accept him in our 50s. Some of us exercised our will to say, I'm not ready for all of that. I'm not ready to be saved. I know I need to be, but I'm not ready. So I will not come right now. I'll resist the Lord. I'll resist the pulling and the wooing and the love of Jesus, the love of the Holy Spirit of God. So we use our will. We can have a stubborn will. We can have a stiff-necked will. We can have a disobedient will. We can have a will like Jonah tried to exercise. Let's just talk about Jonah for a moment. We're talking about our will must be committed to the Father, must be submitted to the Father. Made me think about Jonah. God gave Jonah his prophet instructions. So even as believers, Christ followers, men and women of God, sometimes we don't always obey God's instructions immediately. Absolutely. Yes, we should. Come on. If anybody's heart should be submitted to the Father, what about the household of faith? What about the people, kingdom people with kingdom mindsets, kingdom people of God? But we look at Jonah in the Bible for our example of the devastation that happens when our will is not submitted to the Father. The Father gave Jonah instructions, go down to Nineveh. Their sins and their sinful behavior is reaching up to the heavens. It's crying out before me. I got to intervene. They don't want none of this, God. So he sent a man. He always warns us. He always sends a man of God, woman of God. He sent his prophet and put Jonah, my word is in your mouth, Jonah, go down and preach to Nineveh. I'm going to give him a chance. He always gives us a chance. He always sends his word. He always sends grace and mercy to our lives. So Jonah was like, man, these Ninevites, these hard-headed, stiff-necked, disobedient Ninevites, God, you've been good to them. I ain't going down there to preach to them. They've had plenty of grace and plenty of mercy, plenty of opportunity. So Jonah, in him exercising his will, W-I-L-L, decided, I will not. And Jonah, we're just like him. He's our example. We get telling us, I'm not going to do it, the devil. Let me just be clear. Telling us, don't do God what God say. Don't obey God. Something sticks up in us and causes us to be disobedient, hard-headed, stiff-necked, unyielded, unsurrendered. We say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going tonight. I'm not going to do what our leaders are telling us to do. Wrong message, wrong messenger, wrong mindset. But Jonah did it. He decided, I won't go. He decided, I'll go to Tarshish instead. So he gets on the ship headed for the opposite direction. Guess what? Trouble on board. They ended up throwing him over at his own insistence, because he knew, this is God dealing with me for my disobedience. They throw him overboard. Of course, you know the story, the big fish. God prepared a big fish to swallow him up. And he was in that belly of the big fish, and all that's inside of the belly of a big fish. Oh my gosh, crying out to God from within the belly of the big fish, until God, when he had finished crying out and finished talking to God, finished repenting, and God allowed the fish to spew him out, and he got on land, and he was a changed man. But listen, we're talking about our will, how our will is God-given, yes, but how in that God gives it to us, he gives us freedom. He did not make robots. He's not calling for robots, but he's calling for our surrender. He's calling for our allegiance, our commitment of our will to him. He's calling that when you came into the knowledge of Christ and you accepted him and you said, Christ, you're now my Lord, we surrender it all. And we got to keep our mind renewed to the fact that I made a decision for Christ. The day we made a decision for Christ, guess what? We exercise our will. I want to be saved. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit had already been dealing with us for years, months, weeks, days. And he finally broke through the hard-heartedness that we all have at times. And the seed of God's word took root in our hearts and began to sprout up. And we reached out to Christ with everything in us, and we accepted him as our Lord and Savior. And in doing that, he came in. He made his abode like he promised. But it's our job. We got to stay on top of our soulish man. We got to stay on top of our fleshly, carnal, physical man. We've got to keep renewing, being renewed in our minds with the word of God. Keep them in alignment. Keep them in submission to the Holy Spirit of God. We can never be led by our soul. We can never be led by our fleshly carnal body. We must be led of the Spirit. And when we're led of the Spirit, I believe in the name of Jesus that our will be in alignment with the will of God. We'll surrender when we're led by the Holy Spirit. What in us, when we're led by the Holy Spirit, would not want to surrender and submit to the will of God? Absolutely nothing. Oh my gosh, when we're led by the Holy Spirit of God, it's our delight to obey the Father. When we're in relationship with the Holy Spirit, having communion with the Holy Spirit, we're taking our instructions as he's teaching us, as he's downloading, as he's bringing things to our remembrance, the word of God that we hide in our heart, he's bringing it to remembrance. Oh, it's our pleasure and delight to submit our will to the Lord. So the will has been given by God, but it is up to us. Will I use my will for good? Will I use my will for God? Will I use my will, oh, to bring glory to God, to bring glory to the kingdom of God, to please the Father, to delight his heart, to bless the Lord, oh my soul? That's what God is looking for. God is looking for obedience. God is looking for obedience. Let me read a passage of scripture. Let me read. Oh, there's so much. There's so much. Let me go to Luke 22. So much I want to get to, and the time is ticking and going by, but I'm going to get another scripture. We looked at and talked about Genesis 1:26. Now let's go to Luke 22. Luke 22, and I'm going to go to verse 42. And it reads in your hearing today. Okay, I'm there. Jesus, I'm going to skip up to verse 41 first. And Jesus, he was withdrawn from his disciples about a stone's cast away, not far, just as far as you could throw a stone. And Jesus knelt down and he prayed. And he prayed, verse 42, saying, Father, if you be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Nevertheless, another version I read says, nevertheless, not my will. The passage said, my will is not important, but I must make your will mine. So Jesus says to the Father, my will is not important. Can I echo that? My will, Andre's will is not important. Your will is not important, not in light of God. Absolutely, it's not important, because our goal is to make the Father's will our own. That's when we begin to prosper in the Lord and in the things of the God. What could God do with a person, with an individual who has decided, I must make God, his will, mine? What can God do? It's without limits. All the things that God can do with a man or woman that makes a decision of their will to surrender it to him and come to a place that I must make his will my own. I must make the will of God, the will of the Father, my own. God is looking, searching for you and I and those that have a heart that's holy towards him, that have a will that's holy, surrendered and submitted unto him. And that's what we ascribe to today. God, bring us to the place that we make your will our own. The tool, the freedoms that we have, we surrender them to you. We don't use the freedom of our will. We don't use the gift of our will to go against you, to go against kingdom. No, sir, not so. But we lovingly, willingly, readily, intentionally submit our will to you. Everything submitted to the Father, everything committed to the Father, my will. So we can become like Jesus. My will is to do the will of him that sent me. Today, God is coming for our will. God is coming for our will and our will not. He's coming for our will. Now, he gave us freedom. He gave us choice. And when we're stuck in places of will not like Jonah, guess what? The Lord knows how to create big fish situations in our lives. He had prepared that big fish, because guess what? Nothing takes the Father by surprise. He's not surprised that Jonah went AWOL. No, sir, no, ma'am. He already saw his heart, because God looks at the intent and motives of our heart. God has X-ray supernatural vision. Nothing can be hidden from him. He can't be fooled. We can fool man sometimes. We can't even fool man all the time. But God has big fish and uses big fish situations in our lives to lovingly correct and chastise us and bring us back to places of obedience. I don't know about you today, but I don't want to be in the belly of a big fish. I rather repent and surrender, even as Jonah did from inside of the belly of the big fish. He got it right with God. This is a little bit of a wake up for us. Wake up. A little bit of an alarm today. This kingdom sound. Is our will committed to God? Can we say, in all honesty, that my will is committed to God? And I realize there's places where our will is committed in higher levels than other levels. I realize that. But to the best of our ability, our strive, our push, our passion, our motivation should be every day I wake up and I surrender it again. I surrender to refresh anew. Through the day, if I see I'm going downhill and going in a wrong direction, I surrender it again. I surrender it to the Father. I surrender it. It's on my heart, because my heart posture should be bent towards God, bent towards submission and surrendering it to him. That should be my heart posture, my very intent. Oh, there's other scriptures I want to get to, but our time is vastly approaching the end. But I want to say, God bless you today. Take this word, this kingdom sound nugget, and apply it to your life. I'm applying and receiving this word for myself. God, bring me to the place place that I desire with everything in me 100% to make your will my own, to make the will of the Father my will. To they're so enmeshed and intertangled, we can't see where one ends and the other begins. That is my heart's cry today. That is my goal and desire, that I'm 100% committed to the will of the Father, surrendered. Oh, there's more that I want to say on this subject, but I got to wrap it up. God bless you today. If you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, if you've never accepted him, and God had you tune on and you heard this sound, the sound attracted and drew you to it, I pray in the name of Jesus that your step one would be to surrender your will by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confess your sins. Believe in your heart. Receive and know that he died on the cross for your sins. He was buried. He was resurrected. And he has gone back to the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for you and I, those that will come, that will hear his voice. I pray in the name of Jesus, you've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robertson welcome you with open arms. Stop by and visit us Tuesdays at 7 p.m., Sunday morning worship 11 a.m. God bless you and keep you. As always, our prayer, may you walk in victory in Jesus' name.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.